KFFB, thanks so much for joining us for a special open mic program. We have Senator, U.S. Senator Mark Pryor with us right now. And Senator, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again, Bob.
One thing I've noticed, you've been doing town hall meetings, and child safety is become a concern for a lot. We've heard leaded paint. Matter of fact, I heard you tell a story about it affecting Arkansas, a child that was a toddler that ended up in Children's Hospital, and thank the Lord for Children's Hospital. He's alive today.
Yep. Now, listen, we saw a record number of product recalls last year. A lot of those were toy recalls and child product recalls. And so we knew that the government had to take some action. So I was determined to get something passed this year, which we did. We passed a new consumer product safety bill. Basically, we take the old broken down system, revamp it, modernize it, and really bring it up to date and put some more teeth in it. And so starting next year, Arkansans will see a big change in the marketplace because you just won't see nearly as many dangerous products on the market as you see right now.
One thing you talked about is even having it in China, you will have where it'll be checked before it even comes here.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, one of the big trends in this global economy that we're in is that more and more products are made overseas and imported into the United States. I'm not real proud of that, not real happy with that, but regardless, that's where we are today. And what we see is a lot of these countries where these products are made just do not have the same safety standards we have in the U.S. So we found that every single toy that was recalled in 2007 was made in China. So one of the things our bill does is we require third-party testing overseas before the products ever get into this country in the first place. So I think what you'll see there, it's the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The ounce of prevention will be this screening before they ever come over here. If there's a problem, those dangerous products will never come into the U.S. marketplace.
What does a parent need to do if they find a toy that they feel is unsafe? What would be the thing that you would recommend them to do?
Well, probably the easiest thing to do is if they have access to the internet, they should go to www.cpsc.gov. That's www.cpsc, which is the Consumer Product Safety Commission.gov, and get on the website. And it's a pretty easy to use website. You can search products by their model numbers, et cetera, and usually you can find the product that you have that's been recalled.
Tomorrow we'll be talking about energy. Join us here on KFFB's Open Mic. We've been talking with U.S. Senator Mark Pryor.